So with Pride 48, I just got to say, there's a couple of podcasts on there, well, quite a few, that I've listened to for like years, and they're amazing. So check them out, like Cocktails and Cream Puffs, which I'm a big fan of. And Pod Is My Co-Pilot is another one that I'm a big fan of. And a Big Fatty. So there's another one.
Fatty? Well, you're,
Big Fatty.
You're a frequenter of that.
I know. So, I know. And that's, yeah, yeah, it's really cool. So check out Pride 48. Okay, check out their website. It's a really cool like community of LGBT podcasts.
Good.
So, yeah.
I like it.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty. So there's another one.
Fatty? Well, you're
Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2631 of the BFO for Monday the 26th of February 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about the weekend, and maybe we'll get around to some so-so questions. Yes, be ready! Hello, Booker's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you book us today because y'all, I am recording. I am recording a little later than normal on Sunday evening because Granny and Durwood and our friend Jeremy. Big Fatty, why do you call him Jeremy? Because that's his name. Oh, okay. Y'all, we have booked our airplane travel to New Orleans for the Pride 48. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, we are set to go. And yes, Big Fatty. And we're leaving on a jet. Yes, Big Fatty, the aluminium tube of death. We got it all done now. We're waiting to book our motel, and hopefully we'll have that code. We'll have that code here later this week. Yes, Big Fatty, let that code booking begin. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I can't believe it's only 6 months to Pride 48. I can't believe it either. Where does the time go? I'll be retired by then. Yes, Big Fatty. Last time I spoke to you was on Thursday, recording the Fright a little show, and y'all. You know, Thursday was the evening that my favorite flight attendant. Y'all, that is a Chinese buffet. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, did you get the French fried potatoes? Oh, you gotta get the crinkle cut French fried potatoes when you go to the Chinese buffet. Yes, Big Fatty. What was I saying? Big Fatty, my favorite flight attendant. Y'all, his flight got delayed and all this kind of stuff. But y'all, around 11:30 p.m. in the evening on Thursday night, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, okay. Big Fat. tiny squeaky gentleman caller. That's his favorite flight attendant too. It's true. Anyway, y'all went over to the motel and y'all we had a little cocktail. Yes, we had a cocktail and y'all then got right down to the work at hand. Big Fatty, I didn't know that was work at hand. Well, anyway, and y'all, it was just lovely. And y'all, the only part that wasn't just lovely was the time that Big Fatty got back to the villa. Y'all, it was after 1 a.m. in the morning, about 1:20 a.m. in the morning, Big Fatty crawled back in the love chamber. And y'all, needless to say, on Friday, I was dragging a little bit in the coal mine. Y'all, old Veda took the day off on Friday. But so, and it was sort of a quiet day. There was, I can't think of anything terribly exciting going on. And y'all came home and did a nipple walk around Fat Acres. Yes, Big Fatty. Then y'all and I watched some programs on the TV machine that evening. Y'all, I've caught up on a lot of things on the TV machine. And that's a good thing. Yes, Big Fatty. Then on Saturday, y'all, Saturday, I got up and I fixed me some country ham. Big Fatty, we all know it is not spelled C-U-N-T. It is truly not spelled that. And had me some country ham on a biscuit. And then I what did I do then? Big Fatty, we don't know. What did I do? Big Fatty. I piddled around y'all. I didn't do a whole lot of anything on Saturday, to tell you the truth. I did cook those chicken and dumplings that I had bought, but y'all in the slow cooker. But y'all, I didn't eat them. I've got them in the refrigerator. They're beginning to spoil. So I'm gonna have those for my supper and all as the week goes along. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm not sure I'm gonna like them though. It's just, I don't know. It better be good when I finally do taste it, is all I got to say. I'm skeptical. I'm skeptical. Yes, Big Fatty, you're skeptical. Saturday evening, I was on that Stick It With a Poke. Gavin and Jim and DJ Ron and Blonde Guy Jay, and I think the Haunt Cub joined us also. I don't know where old Stinkpot was, anyway, after that, y'all got my share and was off to the Dudley Do Rights. Granny couldn't be bothered to join us. But we had a couple of cocktails at the Dudley Do Rights, y'all, then the rest of the group was gonna go to the Lesbeterian bar. Y'all, the Lesbeterian bar is actually fairly close to the villa, and y'all, they all went to that. I came home. I had my two cocktails, and I was done. I was done. Put a fork in him. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I came home and slept like a baby until everybody started sending me testimoniums. Okay, I've gotten home from the bar now. And y'all, I was being awakened at 1:30 and 2 a.m. in the morning. And y'all, then I was tossing and turning. Tossing and turning. Yes, Big Fatty, tossing and turning. Finally did go back to sleep. Y'all got up on on Saturday. Didn't even do a nipple walk on Saturday, y'all. It was a day of sloth. It was a day of sloth, y'all. And y'all, on my way to the bar on Saturday night, y'all, I was listening to the old gal's little show, y'all, and I heard that Moose P's bunny rabbit had passed away. And Moose, I please forgive me for not saying anything sooner, but I assumed that it was put on the face space, and I was not made aware of this. And you know, I'm not on the face space, but I know everyone joins me in sending condolences to you and your husband, and you know, yes, Big Fatty, and it's a tough time, I'm sure, in the Moose P household. Yes, Big Fatty, but y'all, Sunday, got up, and y'all, I decided I was gonna my ferns that I have in the hanging pots, here at the villa, y'all, Fanny, are you gonna vomit? No, I think I'm okay now. Y'all, I think they were getting root bound, and some of them were kind of dying off. So y'all, what I did, my friend the Nip, you know, my friend the Nip lives out there in the San Francisco area. He says that if you just take a big knife and cut them into pieces and you know, kind of break that soil up and repot them, that they'll come back out. So y'all, that's what I did. I did the four baskets again, and y'all, then I put some of the fern pieces in my big pots out in front of the stairs here at the villa. So y'all, we'll see how that goes. And y'all, we had some heavy red rain come through, so they got a good dousing of rain. And y'all, we'll just see if they flourish or if they just poop out. That is kind of like Granny, just poop out. But anyway, y'all, then after I did that, y'all, I decided I was going to cook me some of those boneless poke ribs on the grill. And y'all, I used that barbecue rub that I had bought a few weeks back. I decided I was going to use that on them, and y'all, so I did that, and I put them on the grill and cooked them on one side, and I went out and turned them over, and y'all, when I went out to check on them again, y'all, I'd run out of gas. Betty, never have you run out of gas. I mean, I ran out of propane. Oh, what? That's very different than running out of gas. So y'all, I went to the Home Depot and got me a new canister of the propane and finished cooking my ribs. And I'm sitting around here watching some things on the TV machine, and this happened.
Mystery Date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Yes! Okay. And y'all, this was a brand new gentleman caller, much closer to Big Fatty's age. I'd say he's about probably 6 or 7 years younger than Big Fatty, but y'all, hunky doodle, Big Fatty hunky doodle, gentleman, and he was all about trying out that special chair. Yes, Big Fatty, that special chair has magical qualities. It's true. And y'all, he came over and y'all, it was just lovely. I gotta say, it was, we both thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. And, y'all, we chitter-chatted a little bit when it was all over, and, then I went and had dinner, had dinner at the Chinese buffet, y'all are getting more messages from him. Hi, Herbie Freddy, do you think I could come back and we check the special chat out again tomorrow? So y'all, who knows, there may be some more special seating with the special chair later on this evening. And y'all, that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, be pretty. Yeah, I gotta see y'all today, the 26th of February, y'all, it's a very important special, yes, Big Freddy, almost as special as the chair, celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yo, met him many times at the Pride 48 weekend, y'all, he's from the future, and y'all, it is none other, and yo, just a sweetheart. Absolute sweetheart, y'all, it is none other than Auntie Rosa, and y'all, you know, Auntie Rosa is just, he's just a big fatty, he's a pervert, well, okay, anyway, y'all, he's as nice as he can be, and maybe a little perverted to be. Ready? Y'all, if you see RT Cruiser on the 20th or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake that he eats in his cap.
It's February so-so question month. It's February so-so question month. Come on, big fatty listeners, and call, comment, or email the BFO with a so-so question for that Peter G. and Kathy Marshall's contest in February. Because we're tired of the good questions, and we're ready for the mediocre ones. It's February so-so question month. Come on, do something. Get off your ass.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, our so-so question today came by an e-letter from that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. And he says, everybody, here's my so-so question. Amongst your horror friends, what's the most interesting thing you've ever seen or heard about somebody getting shoved into their poopa? Well, first of all, Chris, thank you so much for participating, and is absolutely a so-so. Oh, dear, I see. Absolutely a so-so question, and I'm. It's. I got nothing. It's so, I got nothing. Be ready, Volga. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you probably heard some voices you may not have heard before. Y'all, it's a new little show, fairly new, called Who Invited Her? And they're out there in the San Diego near Dr. Stone. And y'all, that was Tony who was talking. And Tony, of all the little shows, what is your favorite one?
Big Fatty. So is another one.
Fatty? Well, you're
Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, now you won't have to shove something up his poop. Big Fatty!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.